angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. So let's go over now to Matthew 1, and we'll pick up a thought from this. Maybe it will tie together as we can continue our thought. Start verse 19, Matthew 1, verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn, and he called his name Jesus. You may be seated. The Lord had his blessing to the reading of the word. Now remember what our thoughts is connected, and you'll see to why that we're using this. Because see, his name is Jesus. What is the name of God? Jesus. All right. So that's simple. We should keep that thought in our mind. It should, you know, be no trouble to us to be able to understand and follow that line as to what we've been doing. All right. And see, we've been trying to cover, all the way back from the beginning and coming through, and up now we are into the basis of the fact of Jesus Christ himself coming to be in human flesh. And that's why we're using this, and you'll call his name Jesus, you know, and all, because that would be tying together. All right. But see, what did we see now? If you'd like, if you want some questions and answers on this, turn in a question or whatever, and we'll try to answer your questions maybe next Sunday or whatever. If you want to turn them in, just let us know, and we'll try to cover them. All right. Because I know in saying some things, it's hard to try to hold a point. And, you know, and you read where Brother Branham says that God's first creation was himself. Well, see, then if your mind gets off on that and you get to thinking in the wrong direction, it turns out to be the wrong thought. But yet we ought to remember, because that's what I've been trying to emphasize over and over, is what does it happen? God condescending, stepping over into another form, revealing himself by the opening of the word, and doing that, then it comes forth that there's just one true and living God, and he's manifesting himself in many ways, coming down to reveal himself to mankind, all right, and then revealing himself to us. Then we can see that it wasn't God trying to create Jesus and Jesus creating another one or something like that. It was God unveiling himself, or making himself known and making it another form. That was our point that we tried to to emphasize, that God making another, change it into another form. All right. And see, now when you look at it, I hope you followed one thought that we covered, in the basis of looking back there. Excuse me. All right. Looking back there before the foundation of the world, we can see that it can unfold and unveil itself down to where that we're living now. All right. Then it'll keep unveiling as we keep going, because it is the revealing of God to mankind. Okay. All right. Now, so we're I want to get up to one point on this, on number. Go ahead and pull up number four. Forgive me. My coughing has developed again, and you just pray for it. It'll run out. Okay. Now, Brother Branham calls it a new creation. All right? A new creation. And he tells us what's happening now. God is fixing to make another creation. All right? Now watch him. He creating mortal earth, mortal life, angels singing in heaven. But here he's creating a new life, eternal life for man, and he's singing to his subjects, true angels, on the earth. Not in heaven. Heaven had eternal life. See, and they sang to the heavens. When the mortal creation come in, Amen. And here this immortal creation is coming in, Amen. And now they are just singing. See, so you got two things to be covered, an immortal creation or a mortal creation. Amen. All right, remember how we've tried to bring that out. Make sure you hold your point. That mortal is, you know, like dealing with natural things. Okay, all right. And God created first his spiritual being, or brought into being his spiritual being through the opening of the word, and stepped into those things and just moved on down to where we're at. All right. Then he starts then, and we got to that when we were talking about the Lord Jesus Christ coming, that he got to that point of saying, well, okay, now we've come to a physical thing. All right. See, then when Jesus Christ stepped on earth, he was a mortal being, you know, human being. That body was a human being, all right, created for the purpose of death and the different things, created for that purpose of manifesting itself, all right. And see, then you can see that the spiritual creation of mankind back in the garden and all and coming down, and then it comes to a physical, all right. And our the Lord Jesus Christ stood here on earth, God made manifest in another form. Amen. All right? You can call him a son of God. You can call him God. You can call him all of the things because he's manifesting himself in many different ways. And to do it, so it's just like the acts of a play. That you just keep unfolding and going through the acts of a play. And as it does, then you can see that then the Lord Jesus is being made known. Amen. And see what he's doing. He's doing exactly what we said there the other week when it says that he's the only begotten. Amen. All right. And see, then he made God known and God's making him known. Amen. All right. There on the River Jordan, then you see him standing there. As he's making God known to the world, you know, in his life, he's doing it. John introduces him, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And the prophet said the greatest of all scriptures to think about was that scripture. Or that there on the River Jordan, a great thing took place. All right. I don't want to back up into the message too much, but we covered the new creation. He started a new creation, a creation of himself. All right. Not a separate one. Okay. Go ahead to number. Let's see if I can get this one. Yeah. Go ahead to number. Number 4A is actually what it is, but it's the same thing. He had started a new creation. What was it? A creation of himself. God was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's the Bible said. In the beginning of the creation of God, God was created in human form in Jesus Christ, his son. God dwelled. See, he built this tabernacle of flesh and bones, a new creation. All right. Now that was what we were trying to bring down. See, you go backward and you got the beginning of the creation of God. Okay. All right. This all ties together into one thing for this age, to get the message of this age, that this beginning of the creation of God is when God would come into manifestation. And when did the prophet say God came into manifestation? In the womb of a woman. A new creation was made. Right? A new creature. All right? See, life began with, you know, the things of manifestation and showing and seeing God revealing himself, unveiling himself. And see, now he's coming to show that what his purpose is doing, he's got to become human flesh to where that he can be the one that can pay the price. All right? And he's creating a new creation, a new race, not a different race now. That new, see, is the same way as the beginning. You take the word new and it sounds like something new. Well, that's new. Well, no, it doesn't mean it that way. No more than beginning means a starting of something. See? It's a manifestation or unveiling or stepping into another form, manifesting himself to where that he can reveal himself to his people in another form. And that form, as we've come to now, is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it says, and you'll call his name Jesus, because he's Emmanuel, God with us. All right. And that was what was taking place. But it took a little while for it to manifest itself into the manner that was needed. So then look what we're trying to get to. See, he started a new creation. God and man becomes one. All right. A human being steps upon earth to be our kinsman redeemer, to pay the price, to do all of the things, and bring forth into manifestation that God and man can become one. All right? And see, then that way, you can put it into God just unveiling himself, manifesting himself. Okay, let's pick it up. Let's get number 5. And look what he says about it. Now, to show that he was the first, also he's the beginning of the creation of God. Oh, you catch it? How could God be created if he's a spirit? How could he be? He's eternal. He never was created. He never will be created because he was God at the beginning. Now remember how we're bringing it? The beginning. What are you doing? He's stepping into another form. Okay. But he that is the beginning of the creation of God was Jesus Christ when he was made manifest, when God lived in him. Now what is, that's a new race. He is God's creation. Oh my, see, the first and the last, the amen, the beginning of the creation of God. When God created himself a body, he come down and lived in it. That's the beginning of the creation of God. See, isn't he wonderful? Right? The beginning of the creation of God. What is it? It's when God steps into another form and creates or becomes another, not another being, not another person, but becomes the same person made manifest in another form. All right. Now that's what we've been dealing all the way through and trying to get it. Now we've come to the beginning of the creation of God. See? The beginning of the creation of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, when God created in the womb of Mary the egg and the sperm to bring forth and to bring that body into being, that he would be the beginning of the creation. In other words, another creation. You understand me? He's going to a new creation. Now, we'll get to it to where we get in our part of that new creation by the new birth, all right? But I want to hold it to the point this morning to where we can look at it. The beginning of the creation of God is God made manifest in another form or unveiling himself into a bodily form that he can make himself known, that he can be comprehended, all right? And we see that when the Lord Jesus Christ was standing here, see? Then he was here on earth in doing and following him through his life. And the manifestation through his life. All right. See? God was never created, right? That's what we just read. He was never created. We look at it and say, well, there he was. He's a creator. He's a new creator. No, he just steps into another form. He steps into another form. He never was created. You see, well, you've been talking about created. No, he wasn't created. He just stepped into another form. That's been my whole point for the past two or three services to get you to see, coming down to the point now where that Jesus is standing on earth, the beginning of the creation of God, where that God stepped down into the womb of a woman, and brought forth the body that would be the beginning of the creation. All right? That would start a situation. I don't know what you'd call it, situation. It would start a position or doing that God and man would become one. All right? Now, God and man becoming one is the most marvelous thing that can do. I want you to just get to something. Let's bypass something here today because I want you to get it. Go ahead over to number 12. Let's get to scripture. Because I want you to see, because we're going to say, Brother Branham said this was the greatest scripture. All right, now watch it. This is taken from the Psalms. And I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and the righteousness shall look down from the heaven. Heaven and earth is going to kiss each other. That's what happened when the Lord Jesus Christ came into manifestation in a human form. All right? So let's just read what your prophet had to say about it. Go ahead with number 13 now. Forgive me for jumping away over this, but I want to get this point because we've been on the other trying to cover it, and you should understand. He's talking about, says, many people bypass this scripture. But to me, it's one of the outstanding scriptures of the Bible that when heaven and earth embraced, when God came down in the form of a dove and went into his son in the form of a lamb. All right. Now, where did that happen? River Jordan. Right? River Jordan is where the lamb and the dove met. All right. There he was. The lamb was on the earth. The dove came down. And he said that was the most marvelous scripture that could ever be. Why? Because heaven and earth kissed each other. What about that? Heaven and earth kissing each other in this manifestation. Go ahead, number 14. I want to read these few where you can see it. That was the greatest event this world has ever seen. And we'll see. Now, read that. That was the greatest event this world has ever seen, and will see until Christ and the church has united together again. Now, did you listen? The greatest event was when God and man met. Heaven and earth kissed each other. That's the greatest event until something else takes place. What's going to take place? Look at it. The world has ever seen it, and we'll see until Christ and the church has united together again. That is when God and man became one, heaven and earth embraced each other and kissed each other and settled their sin question forever, is when the dove and the lamb united together. One of the greatest, that's when the price, when the greatest reconciliation that was ever made is when God and Christ united in one, as one. Heaven and earth kissed each other. See, we look at the scripture back there and we say, well, that's an Old Testament scripture of heaven and earth. Sure. But it was a sign or a speaking of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ would have to come into the earth and die to pay the price for this to take place. All right? Heaven and earth would embrace each other. He said the most marvelous scriptures. Think about it. The fact that it would be so marvelous a thing to take place that God would say that heaven and earth would kiss each other. What? When God and man become one. Now you just think about it. You think about all that we've tried to preach about Jesus Christ and all of the years and all like that. But just think about it. That when God and man becomes one. See, that was when Jesus Christ walked on the shores of Galilee.
Amen.
The most marvelous scriptures, the most outstanding things right there took place. That when God and man become one.
Amen.
The prophet said that it's greatest of all outside of the fact of the church. See? Why? Because the church has got to become one with God.
Yeah.
That's why I just bypass that. I want to get over to this. That heaven and earth would kiss each other.
Right. Right.
See? That's happening again in the end time. God and man is becoming one again in the bride of Jesus Christ. All right? See, because that's the promise. The promise of that being, of that to take place, and heaven and earth would kiss, unite together. You realize then the Bible says in God, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. All right? See, in that body was a human element. A new creature. Now follow me for a minute. A new creation. Not another creation. Not something else different. But see, back there before the world, there he stood as that form, if you want to look at it, that we've spent so much time trying to divide it, to see it, you know, and looking at it, as to know that it's a form of a man. God is in the form of a man. He's not a glob. He's not a spirit just floating around or whatever. He's God and man become one in Jesus Christ. You think about it. An opportunity for sin to be covered through this one that would give the price. All right. And see, then it would be that heaven and earth would kiss. Unite.
Amen.
Unite together. Heaven and earth would unite. See, it would take the one, there had to be one to come to be our kinsman redeemer.
Right.
All right? To pay the price for all of the doing. And it does. And it would make a new creation. Distinct from the old creation.
Right.
You know? All right? A new creation would be made. To where that you could look at him and see, there's Almighty God living on earth in the human flesh called the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? And that would be even till the Bible would call it heaven and earth kissing. It would cover it to the basis that they would be, God and man would become one in a new creation. Not another creation now. It's not changing something else. It was God stepping over into another form in a new creation, a new beginning, as we'd call it. But not something to where that you say, well, that's where he's beginning. No, that's where that you and I had our opportunity.
Amen.
See, the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price. And as he paid that price, then heaven and earth kissed each other right there on that river as it was doing. That was the most marvelous time that could ever be to see that God would come down and dwell in mankind and make a new creature. You realize then what happened? See, the Lord Jesus Christ is the beginning of the creation of God. How did he begin? In the womb of a Virgin Mary. Right? Made a new creature. A new creation. Made God and man become one. And look at it from the basis of what that is. And then let's jump over. I don't have this one, but I'll just read it off and we can take part of it and understand. Listen. The beginning of the creation of God. That is who the Lord Jesus says he is. Those words don't mean exactly as they sound to us. Just taking them the way they sound has made some people, in fact, multitudes of people, get the idea that Jesus was the first creation of God, making him lower than Godhead. See, he wasn't the first creation of God. He was God in another form.
Amen. Right.
Are you following me? He was God in another form, not God in another person, not God in another.
Right.
But yet he's stepping into flesh.
Right.
See, to where that we can understand. Then the first creation created all the rest and whatsoever it contains, but that is not right. They got it up now. You know that doesn't line up with the rest of the Bible. The words are the beginning or author, and he goes through the fact of how showing that Jesus is very God, John 1, and then he goes back to Genesis 1, and he goes over to Exodus and all the thing. And look what he says. Surely we can see what these words mean. To have any other interpretation would mean that God created God. How could God be created when he himself is the creator? But now he is standing in the midst of the church. Now where's he at? Are you following me? Heaven and earth kissed each other when Jesus Christ came into human flesh. Where's he at now? He's still in that human flesh. He still has that flesh. But yet now, what's he tying together? So listen to what he's saying. But now he is standing in the midst of the church as he stands there revealing who he is in this last age. He calls himself the author of the creation of God. This is another creation. This has to do with the church. This has to do with the church. Not a different creation. This has to do with the church. This is a special designation of himself. He is the creator of that church. The heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. Right? So now watch what he's saying. This is another creation. This has to do with the church. This is a special designation of himself. He is the creator of that church. The heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. As the Spirit of God, he came down and created in the Virgin Mary the cells from which his body was born. I want to repeat that. He created the very cells in the womb of Mary for that body. It was not enough for the Holy Spirit to simply give life to a human ovum supplied by Mary, but that would have been sinful man producing a body. See, it won't work. That's why you've got to have your virgin birth. You can't have it. All right. That would not have produced the last Adam. All right. He was of the new creature. God and man met and joined. He was the first of this race. He's the head of this race. Now listen. Trying to bring it over to a fast run through from where we were. That looking back there, what was he? Almighty God. Manifested as we call him, the Jehovah of the Old Testament. But then it comes forth and here is the Jesus of the New Testament. And who is he? He's the beginning of the creation of God. He created in the womb of Mary the body that would come forth to be that body, that a body thou hast prepared me. All right. Now he's coming back as bride form. See? Now he's coming to his true point. If it was true that what we were saying a while ago, that the greatest scriptures of all is where God and man met and heaven and earth kissed each other, and he said that was the greatest thing that could have ever happened when that took place, what about when it takes place in the bride of Christ? When are we going to realize our position? See? A new creature. A new creation. Not a different creation. Not something different. It's exactly what he done. He came down and gave his life that you and I could have eternal life. And to do that makes us a new creature, as Paul calls it. In Christ. All right? That new birth that you receive, that new birth is what we're talking about, is that new birth comes down into a human element and dwells in a human element because that's what happened back there with the first creation. God come down, brought that human element into being. All right? That human element was a body. It was not eternal. Jesus' body was not eternal. It had to be made eternal in the resurrection and the change and the thing and the ascension. Then it was made eternal. All right? See? Then it made a way to where the eternal life could be imparted for you and I. A new creature. A new creation. Brother Run said he's no longer dealing by ways of the old doing. You know, he said he dealt with Abraham and he lied. He dealt with Moses and he done this, he done that. No, this is not it. This is a new creation in Christ Jesus. The new birth then is the most important thing that you could ever think of in life. Because that's what makes you a new creature. It makes you a new creature. Not another creature, not a different one. It makes it what it's supposed to be. It makes us coming to finality the way the Lord Jesus came to it. His body had to be made eternal. Why? Because it had a beginning. All right? But he was a new creation. Why? Because there back in the Old Testament, you couldn't see God and understand. You couldn't follow, you know, he would talk about the things, but even when he come on earth and dwelt on earth to try to manifest himself for us to see him, he still was so hidden to mankind until we couldn't comprehend it. See, it takes the new birth in you and me to understand a new creature. He was a new creature. God and man became one. That's a new creature. That's what the new birth is to me and you. Are you following me? The new birth to me and you is God and man becoming one. And us seeing who we are and what's taking place. And us dying out to ourselves and accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. Making us part of that new race. A new race of people was brought. You talk about, see, as I said, we tried to figure out what did he look like? What was he? How did he look? Was he big, little, or whatever? You know, no, just forget all of that. And look at mankind and see what mankind is and you'll see what God was before the world because he made man in his own image. All right? And see, then when he made him in his own image, then you come down to where we are now. That is Christ in you, the hope of glory. A new creature. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're not the old one made over. See? You're not just even starting out of justification and sanctification and go so far and turn back. No. It's the new creature.
Right.
Go all the way until we become a new person in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Right.
That God and man can become one again.
Yes.
Like it was back there. You think what a wonderful day would be there for to be able to see him walking on the shores of Galilee. But what about now with me and you? That he's living in you and me. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
It's God made manifest in another form called the bride that makes her a new creature in Christ Jesus. We're not just the old creature made over, polished up or done. You got to totally die to yourself and be born again. And then when you're born again, see, then you become a new creature. A new creature in Christ Jesus. See? Not another one, but a new creature.
Amen.
You become like he was.
Right.
You say, yeah, but we can't never be like him. See, that's our point. We take it the wrong way. We say, well, we can't be like him. Well, you know, he was special. He was a 16 element body. Sure, he was God made manifest. Sure. But he was also a man. And he walked the shores of Galilee. And he gave his life to where that we could have life. A new creature. See? When Jesus Christ came into being back there in the Old Testament as the Word, see, did he become a new creature? The Word. I was thinking about that this week and was thinking, that's hard probably for the mind to comprehend that you go back to the beginning and you talk about the Word. Well, you're not talking about letters on a page. You're not talking about some kind of doings or anything. No, you're talking about how God made himself manifest in a human element. See? To where that he could pay the price. Then all we got to do is relax and accept that point.
Right.
Accept what he said.
Uh-huh.
A new creature.
Yes.
A new creation, as Paul said. Old things is passed away.
Amen.
And all things are made new.
Amen.
All right? And if it's true, like I said, if it's true that heaven and earth kissed each other, and that's a wonderful thing when the lamb and the dove met there on the River Jordan, sure, that was a wonderful time. That was a great opportunity when God and man become one. You know, in full manifestation. All right? But what about when God and man becomes one in you? Yeah, but I just can't say, I just can't think that he could come and be that connected to me. Why not? There's where the trouble's at.
Lee?
If he's a new creature, why can't we be a new creature? If he's a new creation, why can't we be a new creation? Right? Because that's what it is, see? It's made to where that God could give his own life and then come back and live in the man. Heaven and earth kissed each other. God and man become one. As they did. He's the only begotten of the Father. Right? You know, we spend a lot of time, I think about it the other day, you ought to run this in sometime. We think a lot of times about Abraham, you know, and we say that, well, thy son, thine only son. When we're talking about Abraham, we said, see there then, you know, Isaac would have been the only son. Ishmael would have been not the promise. See? All right? And we say, well, that wasn't his son. It was his son, but it's making a point. And the Bible says that he is the only begotten. Do you realize that Isaac was the only begotten of Abraham? What the Bible says. Brought into manifestation as to be what he's supposed to be, where it could be the promised seed. All right. See, a new creature came into being back there 2,000 years ago. You say, yeah, but it had to be. Yeah, it was before then. Sure, we know that. We know that he was a human being. We know that he came forth and manifested himself in many ways, in many forms, and all like that. But yet, it really all happened 2,000 years ago when God and man become one. But can we say that we're one with God like that? If we die to ourselves and accept him as our Savior. Heaven and earth can kiss each other and has done it through the very fact of a new birth. A new birth. A new birth. A simple point of a new birth brings us to a position that God and man can become one. God and man can become one in manifestation and be a new creature. A new creation. See, that's what we are. We're a new creature. We're a new creation. God's not dealing by ways of the old no more. He's dealing by ways of the new creation. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. God and man has become one through the opening of the Word. That's my whole point now to get it for a few minutes for you to think about it. You say, well, it's hard for me to understand how that back before there that you'd say that there was self-existing one and all, and then he comes down and he comes to Logos and Logos to Theophany and Theophany to Word. All right? Well, just remember, you got to think a whole lot about a lot of them things, because in that form that he was in back there, he was in form of a man.
Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
Right. He was in form of a man. All right. See, then when you come down to where that God and man then can become one, and you accept him as your Savior, then now you're back to that new creation. You're back to the point that it's supposed to have been the whole time. A new creature. A new creation. We're a different creation. Now listen to what I'm saying about it. Now don't misunderstand me into the wrong point. We're all human mortals. Everybody in the world is 16 elements of mud and potash and different things. All of that. All right? But just remember that by the new birth, you are not of that old race. You're not of that old race. You say, yeah, but we still are. Sure, we're human beings because we're here. But God has made a way that where he could come and live in us in the new birth and manifest himself and make a new creature. A total new creation. We're a new creation. We're not the old creation just polished up. We're a new creation. We're in that manifestation of God and man becoming one. Why shouldn't we be honored and glory into the point of what we are and what God has made us? He's made us these things. You know. You say, are you trying to make us a different race of people? No, we're all a human race. We're all one human race, right? I was listening last night where Brother Branham was talking about, and he said, he was talking about racisms and things, you know, and he said, that talking about it doesn't matter where it's black, white, yellow, green, brown, or whatever it is, that we're all the same. Well, that's true. See, we're all the same. There's no big eyes and little U's in this thing or nothing. But the only way that you'll ever be anything is for that new creature to come inside. That'll solve the racial problems. That'll solve all world's situations. It's for them to get the new birth and become a new creature. Not a different one. Just take this creature that we are and justify it, sanctify it. Fill it with the Holy Ghost. And we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. See? If heaven and earth could meet together and kiss and it be a glorious opportunity, what about when it meets in you and I to bring this manifestation into to do it? See, one of these days, somebody's going to walk off of this earth.
That's right. Amen. Yes, sir.
All right. I want to do that, don't you? I want to get out of here.
Right.
All right. But see, I know and realize that the world is not in that. But see, you're a special people. Created for a purpose. Created for a purpose. He was a special person. That body was created for a purpose. All right? And see, then that's what he's doing on me and you, the stature of a perfect man. He's building a new creation. Not a different one now. Not another one. It's not, don't take me wrong. It's the point that he's giving us an opportunity to become what he is. A new creature. A new creation. God and man met back there in a new creation. What do you think is going to happen here when the bride realizes what's going on? Yeah, but see, that's where our problem is, we say. But Brother Dale, you can't make us so much. We're just a human being like the rest. All right. I'll agree with you. We're a human being. We're of the human race. All right. But for some reason, God chose you.
Amen.
Right? He chose you for some reason. What was the reason? Well, now we know it is. We know it. Yeah, we know the truth about it. It's not he just picks and chooses and things. No. But what if he is watching the way we live and what we do and the things that we walk and do? What if he is watching that? We could be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Walking upon this earth in a manifestation. A different people. Something to be different. You say, but we're not supposed to be different. I ain't talking about that. We are different. See? Some reason, something happened in your life somewhere that brought you to a position to find this message. Right? Why? It wasn't something we was doing. Mm-mm. But he was looking at that new race of people. A new creation. He's proud of this new creation. He's making it manifest. But you think about it. What about it? Another creation. No longer dealing by ways of the natural thing. But dealing by the ways of the spiritual. A new creation. So it's not the old creation made over. Or it wouldn't be called a new creation. See? It's another creation distinct from the old one. No longer is he dealing by ways of the flesh, That was how he dealt with Israel and Abraham and all like that. He was God brought a creature into being years ago. I don't like to use that word like that, but what else are you going to call it? See, whereas man was trying to figure out what God looked like, and God was trying his best to show man what he was.
That's right.
Allowing him to see and understand that all he's got to do is just accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. And then let him start working on that. A new creature. A new creation. Huh? You don't have to act different. We are different. You don't have to make yourself something. We are something. Yeah, but you're trying to make us some kind of a natural thing. Well, what are you trying to make us? There is a lot of this that is natural. A creature that is a new creature. A new creation. God and man becomes one to where they can actually manifest themselves. All right? The beginning of the creation of God. God created himself a body and come down to and lived in it. That's the beginning of the creation of God. God created a body. Come down and lived in that and made that to be him, God himself in the human flesh. A new creature. Now if you pinched him, he felt it. But yet he was a human. Come to give his, to pay the price. You don't get nothing out of anything on it. Just get that little bit right there. Because that's the point. I've spent so much time on trying to express what he was before the foundation of the world until now. I'm hoping we'll try to get to the basis of looking at what he is now. A new creature. A new race of people. What about a new race of people coming on earth? But yet it's not like we're looking at it then. It's not a new race like that. It's a race of people that are born again Christians. That should be our thoughts. That should be the point that we should always do. See, God's only begotten Son. All right? But that wasn't a different person. That's God made manifest just in another form. God in you is not another person. It's God made manifest in another form. When are we going to realize that and come to that position of doing it, all right? Think on these things. I know it just walked off short, but I've tried to express a lot of about the past and the things until now it's time for us to settle down into what we are.
Amen.
Right now.
Right.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. God coming down to live in mankind. The way that he's always wanted it.
Amen.
The way he's always tried to get it to be. Come on, musicians. Think on these things. Yeah. A new creature. A new creation. God and man becomes one. What about it? Are we part of that race or are we just talking about it? Well, Brother Dale, we've always preached about new races and new things. But still, it's not making it manifest. I want to see it made manifest in your life and my life. I want to see God made manifest in the human people. Come on, let's stand together. I want us to see God living in people. Remember this afternoon, Wade will be ministering, and also remember then Brother Long will be ministering for us Wednesday. Pray that the Lord would bless and guide each one, okay? What do we got?
Sing that chorus, I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation.
Are you a new creature?
I'm a brand new.
Think about what he's made for you and I. Amen. Made a way for us to be his children. To be his offspring.
Thank you.
What would be the greatest thing that could be thought of mankind? For us to finally find our Father. Find our Father in this life. Not a natural Father. But our spiritual Father. Where we can walk in Him. Think on these things. Father, we just thank You. We know that it's been a chopped up message today and just trying to get things into the right order where we can move on in You. But You just have Your way with us. Lead us by that understanding and forgive us of our many failures. And keep us, Lord, in Your grace and Your love in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Remember the service this afternoon.
Oh, ain't God good? Oh, ain't God good? To give us so many blessings.